Sunday of PAX Prime.
September 3rd, 6 p.m., Sandworm Theater.
You'll get an entire seat, but you'll probably want to recline toward the back of it.
Yeah, I mean, the seats are kind of small and uncomfortable at PAX, but, like, if you sit with friends and you don't have too much of a problem with, like, personal space with those friends,
yeah,
you can spread out a little bit and it's not so bad.
That's where we'll be performing We Have Concerns live. Be there.
Sunday, September 3rd, 6 p.m., Sandworm Theater. This voice hurts my throat. I don't know. It's fine, but it's maybe not the greatest. Yeah. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
It's been a while since we've talked about how Australia's trying to kill you.
Yeah, because I was hoping that if we stopped talking about Australia, it would sink into the fucking sea.
Guess what, Anthony? Australia is coming up every day.
Australia keeps getting a higher and higher elevation.
It's coming up with new ways
it's
to kill you.
It's a larger and larger landmass every day. No one's paying attention.
It will swallow the earth.
But the death land of Australia marches ever closer to us.
That's right.
And we need to be paying attention.
Some people say the sea is shrinking. No.
Australia is growing.
That's the truth. That's the truth no one wants you to know.
Pay attention.
Well, we'll do our part to help you pay attention. And in fact, our listeners are doing their part. We must have gotten this story from a dozen people.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Thank you for being ever vigilant, you guys.
Yes.
New way that Australia wants to kill you. We've got fire from the sky. We've got animals in the forest who
we got
can
that plant.
Pull you to
we
death.
Got that plant. You just touch it. You're in pain for like a day.
Yeah. Don't touch plants in Australia.
No.
Ever.
Where are the spiders, you might ask, in Australia? The answer is everywhere. They're in your shoes.
Yeah.
They're in your glove compartment.
They're dating your wife.
The spider was you all along. You look into the mirror in a cold sweat after waking up from a nightmare, and it turns out you were the spider.
You are spider. Well, at least in Australia, you can enjoy crystal clear water and white sandy beaches. At least you can still wade into the luscious, refreshing waters on a hot summer day in peace. Until now, Anthony!
Well, they already...
Until now!
Well, I feel like they already had, like, sharks and stuff. Like, I wouldn't go on Australian waters.
Yeah, but it gets worse.
Oh, cool. Cool.
16-year-old Sam Canizé waded into the water off of Brighton Beach late on Saturday, this article writes.
See, Brighton Beach is in Brooklyn, New York. That's how close Australia is getting to us.
So close.
You used to not be able to see Australia from Brighton Beach.
Yeah. He leapt onto Santa Monica Pier. It's very close. This is in Melbourne. He is a guy who hangs out in the water all the time. His family lives close to the beach.
Yeah, he's football practice. He's Australian. We get it.
He's a surfer.
He's windswept. He's big. He's strong.
He's glorious looking.
Yeah, sure.
He's probably a...
He'll drink you under the table. I get it. He's Australian.
Probably coming to America to steal our acting jobs. That's his goal.
He doesn't like the flat whites over here.
When he got out of the water... His feet were covered in blood and gore, and they wouldn't stop bleeding.
What? And he... Wait. He didn't feel anything?
Didn't feel anything. The quote is, there was no stopping the bleeding. They took him to the hospital, and he said, Dad, you better come outside. And Dad said, why? And he said, just come down here. And they saw the gore surrounding his lower body, his feet and ankles. The dad said, we were pretty amazed.
That's Ringo. That's Manchester.
No, his dad is Ringo Starr.
His dad is Ringo Starr. Sorry, you buried the lead on that one.
They went to the hospital. They discovered thousands of tiny bites on the teen's legs, almost as if he had been pricked by a pin repeatedly.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Like nature's laser skin resurfacing.
Yeah, he got rid of all those tattoos on his ankles.
Yeah. He doesn't have any of those embarrassing foot acne scars anymore.
Spoiler alert, they weren't tiny pinpricks. They were something along the lines of mites. No one had ever seen them before. The water was chill enough that apparently he didn't feel it while it was happening. But when they took him to the hospital, Sam said that the pain was an 8 out of 10. And this is my favorite quote.
An Australian 8 out of 10.
Right, which is like a 14 out of 10 in America.
Yeah.
My favorite quote here, though, is the father says, "I instructed my son to be honest with the nurses about the pain."
Yeah.
Like, in Australia, you fucking lie about the pain. Yeah. It's not that bad.
Yeah, in Australia, it's like you walk in and you walk in carrying your own arm to the ER. And they're like, how's it?
It stings a little.
Australia, a country full of Ringos.
It's all Ringos and dingoes.
Did you ever see that? Ringos and dingoes all the way down. Did you ever go to the Science Center and see that IMAX movie? Australia, a country of Ringos.
Yeah, it's amazing on the IMAX screen. It's really the only way to see it.
Yeah.
You feel like you're there. The whole Ringo, it kind of envelops you in Ringo.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So he said, "I want you to be honest about the pain." The son was like, "Goes against everything I believe in, but okay."
Yeah.
They baffled the doctors and nurses. Couldn't understand why they couldn't stop the bleeding.
Oh, if your brain works like my brain does, the punchline to the guy bringing in his own arm to the ER was like 2 out of 10. Go ahead. I know. Like sometimes I get tweets from people, and they're just like, my brain.
Sorry, we didn't finish the joke.
My brain.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm here for you.
I appreciate that.
Not you, them. Go on.
You're not here for me?
No. God, no.
Okay.
So this guy goes in, 8 out of 10. He's bleeding uncontrollably.
Yeah.
It looks like some sort of a mite. What is going on,
Jeff?
Well,
the doctors are baffled.
Yeah.
They don't understand what it is. So they send him home. They patch him up. They bandage his feet, and they patch him up. And he goes
home. They give him a cotton ball and tell him not to be such a fucking wussy.
Exactly. That's not a knife. This is a knife, is what they say. And he goes home. And so his father goes, "I'm going to get to the bottom of this because this is fucked up. We live right close to this beach. We're going there all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't want my son to spontaneously burst into blood."
Yeah.
Every time he's got
all that Beatles money.
He's got, well, yeah, I mean, he's got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
It's not like he's practicing the drums. So what he did is he took a pool net. And he took some raw meat, put it into the pool net, and dipped it into the crystal blue water.
That wasn't a test for the mites. That's just an Australian lunch. That's just a picnic.
That's how you make Vegemite.
That's just what they do. They just take some raw fucking meat, put it in a net, dip it in salt water, and go to work.
Yeah, it's Vegemite.
For 38 hours.
It's Vegemite. And what he did was he swished it around, raw meat, pool net, swished it around the water for a little while.
Yeah.
Pulled it up. Thousands of mites, about 2 millimeters long.
No.
Yeah. He goes, "You know, nurses and doctors from the hospital weren't going to jump in and try to get these little critters, right?"
No, they weren't.
I thought that someone had to solve the puzzle.
You got to do this yourself.
What had eaten my son's legs.
Yeah. That was a Lifetime original film. What has eaten my son's legs?
It's all about a father,
a lone father, trying to figure it out on his own. And they won't listen to him. No one will listen to him.
So a marine biologist at the Museum of Victoria in Melbourne identified the creatures as Lycianacid amphipods.
I feel like you nailed it.
Yeah, thanks.
No, I feel like... I'm looking at the way it's written, and I feel like, yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I really worked on that one. They are attracted to decaying meat.
And so teens?
I was just going to say, that brings up some questions.
Teens are like the opposite of decaying meat. teens are like strengthening meat.
Yeah. What's going on with Sam's ankles?
What's going on with these Australian teens? Is everybody, oh God, on top of everything, is everyone in Australia Benjamin Buttoning?
They might be.
Is that another thing they have to deal with?
Even their own genealogy is working against them.
It's just
their own lifespan is all of our lifespan.
They just come in as like old babies.
Yeah.
They just come in as ancient babies and have to age in reverse. Why did these mites, if they're into decaying meat, why they want Sam?
It says in the article that they thought it was just unlucky and that Sam just got unlucky, that they work in swarms and they just decided to eat a person. They don't usually, but now I'm thinking maybe this is a new thing that they're into, because once you taste human, you don't go back. You know what I mean?
I never have.
Right, exactly. This is what you've been saying forever. You keep wanting me to try it.
Taste the human is what I say. Taste the human TM.
But then what? And then
trademark, now I have copyright, to Anthony Carboni, 2017. Taste the human. So I think, here's my hypothesis, and you can tell me if they address this. Could he have already had some sort of cuts or abrasions or open wound that would have attracted these mites much the same way as some sort of decaying or dying?
This is a prevalent theory. Mm-hmm. However, A, Sam always lies about his pain level, and you would never be able to tell an average Australian's leg having cuts on it or not.
Sam once walked into school literally with his entire with a hole through his torso, and they were like, "Sam, what happened?" And he was like, "What happened to who?"
Exactly.
And they're like, "Sam, that's so Sam of you, but you have to be honest with us about the pain."
Nay.
Okay. All right.
He just said nay.
You've moved from Manchester to like cartoon horse?
Nay. That's how they say no, man.
No,
that's
they add a lot of U's and E's to the end of no.
A 14 syllable word.
It sounds like if you remember those old like keyboards or like talk boys or whatever.
you hold down the button.
You record your voice and you're just like no, and then you play with like that little like flip switch and it's like
That's Australian.
That's Australian for no. So Sam will never tell you if he had an open wound to begin with.
They don't know, and now there's so much gore around that area, they can't tell if he had an original wound.
The whole thing's
or not.
Open wound.
Yeah, it's just 90% open wound.
Jeff, are you ready for my dark line of thinking? My terrors?
Yes.
Are you ready for my terrors?
They're coming to get us all.
Do any of those mites like crawl up into him? Like, are they in there now? Because they ate through the outside of his foot, and
they live inside him now.
Are they in his flesh?
He's more mite than man.
Are they making tiny little tunnels?
Oh, he's mighty man.
Is that happening now?
Oh,
do they address that? They probably don't because it's crazy.
About that at all?
They probably don't because it's crazy. But now it's all I'm thinking about. It's crazy and it's not happening. But if it is,
it might be. But it isn't. It better not be. But it could be.
But it could be.
Oh God, poor Sam.
And then second thing is, Sam can be okay.
They see movement behind his eyes in a weird way now.
I mean, basically in terms of his feet healing.
Oh, yeah. Well, they say he's going to be all right.
Did they just get like the outside layer? Is that what that's about?
Yeah, they just like a
hyperactive version of those tiny little fish that they have in the spas in Korea where they like eat
piranha?
No. Piranha 3D.
Oh, Piranha 3D.
No.
See that on IMAX.
Oh, dude, have you seen it in D-Box?
You gotta see
Piranha 3D and D-Box?
It's the best.
No, you know those fish that eat the outside layer of your skin at spas? They eat the dead skin?
No, I don't know about that.
You never heard about this?
It's like a treatment? As a good
thing? Yeah. So you dip your feet or your hands or whatever into these pools that have these little fish, and the fish only eat dead skin. So they take the outside layers of dead skin off your feet.
Fuck that.
And you know how you get like, I don't know, you're 57, 58 now, so you probably have...
I'm all dead skin.
Yeah, like you are decaying flesh.
Yeah, I can't swim in Australian waters.
But you know how like your heel or like the bottom of your foot is now just like the thing from the Fantastic Four?
Yeah, exactly. Whereas it's all like crusty and orange.
Whereas like you probably remember as a youth it was skin, just like every other part of your body.
I barely remember, but yeah.
Yeah, sure. It was a long, long time ago. But you go to the spa, and the fish like eat the dead skin off, and then you have human foot
again.
They
live on skin tags?
They live on the skin. It's not a skin tag. Skin tag is a different thing.
Okay. They live on hangnails?
It's just dead layers of skin that haven't gone away, that haven't turned into dust yet.
This is a fucked up thing I've never heard of.
Yeah.
You say it like it's so common.
It's not super common. It's not like you can go to the place around the corner and get it, but there are spas that have it around.
You have to go to Thailand?
You got
to
go. No, I'm sure there's a place in LA if we looked it up right now. Where we could go do it.
How do you search for that? Eat dead flesh slash facials?
No, skin eating fish, Los Angeles.
That is
safe search off.
Skin eating fish is a sushi restaurant.
Skin eating fish, I hope, is a sexual subculture that I just got into, and that's why I'm turning safe search off and safe sex.
Your Freudian slip is
skin eating fish. That could be slang for anything.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you turn the safe search off, and then maybe you find a subculture you never heard of, along with a spa to get a fish to eat off the top layers of your skin.
I honestly think that is our only real service to the world. This show is introducing people to subcultures.
I hope so.
That's all we do.
Specifically weird sexual ones.
It's all we're consistently good at.
Let your freak flag fly. That's is what I we say. Is what we say. Taste the human.
I'm not into the idea. Have you done this thing? Have you
tasted human?
I know you've done that. Have you dipped your hand in the fish eating water? I don't want to do that.
Dip your hand in the fish eating water is my favorite of Montreal album.
Dip your hand in the fish eating water.
I have
Ringo
not.
Ringo is amazing on drums.
Why is he there? I have not done it. I know people that have done it. I think my sister did it when she was in Thailand. Some of my friends who have Korean families have done it in Korea.
You haven't even been to Thailand if you haven't done that.
Yeah, it's the first thing you do in Thailand.
It's like you try Pad Thai and you dip your face in the fish eating water.
That's it. That's it. So my thing is like these, well, they're not because they crave flesh, but I was like, they're kind of like a hyperactive version of that fish where it's like they don't stop at the dead skin.
No, they just where they start.
That's where they start.
Maybe we started this ourselves. Maybe there was just too many beautiful Australians getting their skin treatments and it just got into the oceans.
This could be the good people of the US government trying to stop Australia's landmass from growing and encroaching on us.
Yes.
If we can see Australia from Brooklyn now, how much longer are we safe?
You're saying this is a bioweapon that we introduced into Australian beaches.
Here's what I'm saying.
To stop them from stealing all our acting jobs.
Here's what I'm saying, Australia, to you specifically.
Try acting with bloody feet, motherfucker.
I've got no problems with you, Australia. You stay in your fucking lane. You stick to your fucking penal colony where we sent you hundreds of years ago.
Want
to
play Thor? Now play Thor with bloody feet, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. You enjoy your Gibraltars and your flat whites and your Vegemite and your Marmite. You enjoy all that shit. Really live it up within the confines of your fucking prison colony.
Exactly. Stay on your island and be there and be happy that you're statuesque and gorgeous.
Yeah. And just stay on the ground where the spiders and plants can kill you. Don't go into the water because that's where American microbes come for you, motherfuckers.
And we really miscalculated. We're just making Australians stronger every day. They overcome every adversity that we throw at them.
They're like that 90s DC hero Damage.
Yes.
Where the more you punch him, the stronger he comes back. As long as it doesn't kill him, he just becomes stronger instantly.
Mm-hmm.
The 90s were a shitty time for comic books.
True.
What do you guys think about this? Are you scared of water now?
Are you going to surf in Australia ever again? No.
Are you Australian? Are you listening?
If so,
show yourself.
You know them by their bloody feet.
You can check it on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
The footprints that they leave. I'm at Jeff Cannata.
You can hashtag those Piranha 3D.
Yeah.
And hey, if you're looking to discuss this story or any other stories you've seen recently with like-minded, concerned citizens. Mm. There are multiple places to do so. The first is our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/wehaveconcerns. We're getting close to 2,000 strong in there, and we only opened this thing up like a month ago, something like that.
And the limit is 2,004. Yeah. So
get in
there before we close those velvet ropes.
And then we also have a subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. Jump over there if you're more of like an upvoter or whatever the fuck you people are.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't love you any less. I'm sorry that sounded dismissive.
It did sound really dismissive.
That's weird of me, and I'm sorry. I'm just so angry at Australia, and I think I'm misplacing it.
I get it, man. I get it.